The summer heat has been oppressive. While voters look for ways to keep cool, campaign races around the region are trying to pick up some steam and attention. In New Jersey, an unusual mid-August Senate primary sent candidates zigzagging across the state this weekend. Newark Mayor and Senate hopeful Cory Booker hit five different stops along the Jersey Shore, while fellow Democrat Congressman Rush Holt went to five different Independence Day celebrations. In New York City, candidates for mayor kept up their own frantic pace. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has this snapshot of Sunday on the campaign trail.
In Brownstone, Brooklyn, under a shady spot across from Long Island College Hospital, Bill de Blasio was trying to make some news.
Let's speak to the people of the city, shall we?
Wearing his public advocate hat, de Blasio was calling for Governor Andrew Cuomo to step in and help save two Brooklyn hospitals, Litch and Cobble Hill, an Interfaith Medical Center in Bedford-Stuyvesant.
We need action today, and that's why we're here. Hold on, we're going to let this guy get his camera ready.
He was joined by community members, hospital workers, and healthcare workers from 1199 SEIU, the largest union backing his mayoral campaign. De Blasio used the opportunity to draw a blunt comparison to another hospital closure in the city council district of mayoral rival Christine Quinn.
St. Vincent's Hospital, a pillar of healthcare in this city for over 150 years. I can tell you, I saw with my own eyes, it could have been saved, it should have been saved, but those who were in a position to save it took their hands off.
The event was an official interlude. Like the rest of the field, de Blasio started his day campaigning and was going to end it that way. But in a race where polls show that nearly 60% of New Yorkers are barely paying attention, candidates will use every opportunity to stay visible. And when it's not making news, then it's trying to make an impression. The most popular place Sunday for the sweaty work of retail politics was the 30th Avenue Street Festival in Astoria, Queens. That's where Harvey Eng, a teacher from Sunnyside, shook hands with Democratic mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner.
He looked nice and cool, calm, collected. He was pretty on top of things.
Lacking any major union endorsements, the Weiner campaign deployed energetic, sticker-wearing volunteers. Still, Eng says he hasn't made up his mind yet, although he has a theory why candidates like Weiner were at the festival in Astoria Sunday.
This is a working-class neighborhood, and we didn't go away for the weekend, so, you know, us people are, we're Democrats right here.
Fellow Democrats, Comptroller John Liu and former City Councilman Sal Albanese were also working the sweltering pavement. But it wasn't just Democrats. Republican Joe Loda, in a straw hat and seersucker pants, walked the length of the festival, 10 blocks from 29th to Steinway Streets. He says he's loved street fairs since he was a little kid.
But I can do without the 99-degree temperature or whatever. It's fresh lemonade. This is great.
He exchanged endorsements with City Council candidate David Starobin in Brighton Beach that morning. When he stopped to buy a shaved ice, the vendor had to ask him why he was out with such a crowd.
How are you guys?
Good. Can I get a lemon?
Of course.
What are you guys out doing today?
What's that? I'm Joe Loda. I'm running for mayor.
Oh, awesome. Fist bump.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
Loda dismisses the other candidates' union endorsements and shows little concern over the latest poll that shows Republican John Catsimatidis gaining ground. He says it's hard for the public to focus on the race yet, since people still don't know all the candidates.
There are 10 or 11 of us out there, and we're working as hard as we can to get our name out there and to meet people and do, you know, do a lot of hands-on retail politics. But it really will begin probably, you know, closer to Labor Day.
Until then, don't be surprised to meet the next mayor, council member, or even U.S. senator while you're soaking up the sun. With so many summer distractions, candidates will be working overtime for every vote all the way through primary day. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.